This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
It's Monday morning. That means we get to spend a few moments together with Mike Bernard. He's an analytical strategist helping churches, mission organizations, and you and I to understand the season that we live in. He's also an investigative journalist. He's currently returning from Tanzania to South Africa. So currently at the airport and then in flight. So grateful that he put these thoughts together for us for this Monday morning.
Dear Brad, good morning, brother, and good morning to the listeners as well. Brad, what a weekend. My goodness. We are in Tanzania at the moment, and on Saturday morning, while we were talking to a group of Tanzanian leaders and pastors and having a seminar together where we looked at global events, we prayed for Iran, and we said to one another, war in Iran can happen at any moment. And while we were praying, the war broke out. And what a weekend it has been since then. We got the news yesterday on Sunday morning that the Ayatollah has been killed in the attacks, which, Brad, is not just a matter of a leader being killed. I really want the listeners to fully comprehend the impact of killing the Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran. The Ayatollah is the supreme leader of Islam, Shia Islam, globally. So all Shia Muslims submit to his supreme leadership. Now, let me put this in a different way for listeners to understand. Can you imagine that Pope Leo is killed in Rome by an attack from Iran in orders from the Ayatollah on Easter Sunday? Can you imagine the outcry from the global Christian community, whether you're a Catholic or not, even Pentecostals and Charismatics and Evangelicals? There will be a global outcry about one of the supreme leaders within Christianity that has been killed aggressively by Muslims. Now, this is exactly what happened, just in reverse. The biggest Christian nation in the world's leader, Mr. Donald Trump, attacked Iran and intentionally, it was not an accident, bombed the compound of the Ayatollah Khamenei. Brad, the consequences of these acts of aggression will be immeasurable for future generations. Let me just mention one or two that we really understand. And this is not really speculation. This is taken from history, and this is what we know will happen. First of all, there will be a national hardened unity. People in Iran, we really need to understand this. People in Iran is not going out in the streets to celebrate the death of their supreme leader. This is not going to happen. The world view in the Middle East is not right and wrong, democracy and freedom. This is the mistake we make in the West. We think the people of Iran want freedom, and this is their prime concern. The prime worldview in the Middle East is honor and shame. We need to understand this. Honor and shame comes before freedom, right and wrong. And the people of Iran, whether you supported the Ayatollah or not, will join together in national unity to mourn his death, because this is a shameful event that took place. Secondly, it's really important to understand that government will now tighten their control. What happened before will now be worse. What Mr. Donald Trump supposedly fought against will now be increased. There's just no doubt about it. Security forces will expand their presence. We will find more of the Revolutionary Guards in the communities, and everybody will be watched with suspicion. Retaliation will become a certainty. Within the worldview of honor and shame, the Ayatollah's death must be revenged, and this will be a regional instability that we've not seen before. Countries like Lebanon, Iraq, countries like Yemen, all countries that has a very strong Shia influence, will destabilize Western influences and Western presences. So we really need to understand this happened. But Brad, more importantly, from a Christian perspective, it's critical to understand that there will be consequences for missionaries. Every Western missionary in the Middle East at the moment will face the consequences of this week's bombing. they will have to be immediately evacuated. They will have to face the consequences that if they stay, they will automatically become targets for radical groups that will see them as Western alliances and obviously friends of America. Whenever we travel to the Middle East, we are first of all seen as Americans because we have a white skin. And this will be the same for every missionary. And they will obviously be seen as either spies or collaborators with America. Secondly, it's critically important to understand the consequences for local believers. The local church in the Middle East will face the consequences of the actions of Mr. Donald Trump. And let's make one thing very clear, Brad. The attack on Saturday was unconstitutional. It was illegal. Only the government in America can sanction attacks in foreign countries, and Mr. Donald Trump did it without their approval. So it was an illegal attack, first of all, and the local believers, whether you're a Christian in Egypt, whether you're a Christian in Lebanon, whether you're a Christian in Iraq, they will face the consequences because they will be seen as being allied with the Western world. So there will be definite consequences there for the local church. And this breaks my heart, Brad. I've been serving the persecuted church in the Middle East for more than 40 years now, and I have a full and a clear understanding that whenever the West does something against the Middle East, my friend, there will be consequences. Thirdly, and heartbreakingly so, there will be consequences for the gospel of Christ. It will take generations. My brother, it will take generations for the gospel of Christ to penetrate hearts again, that Christ is a forgiving, a reconciliative, and a loving God. And yet we send in the name of God, we send in people to kill our supreme leader. So it will take generations for the gospel to penetrate hearts again. Public ministry will shrink. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it that the local church will battle to share the gospel of Christ that has been so brutally tarnished by America and by Mr. Donald Trump. As Christians, Brad, let me make this very clear. I don't care where your alliance is this morning, whether you support Donald Trump, whether you support Israel, or whether you support Iran. As Christians, we should weep. We should weep. Another soul is lost without giving his heart to Jesus. We should weep. The gospel of Christ has been tarnished. We should weep. This is a tragic time for the gospel of Jesus Christ in the Middle East. We should weep. And then just lastly, Brad, the consequences for peace. Yeah, peace is now obviously gone. We've awakened. The Western world has awakened something in the Middle East that will be hard to stop. This is not an option. It's not maybe, you know, there will be retaliation. There has to be revenge. In a culture of honor and shame, there has to be revenge. There cannot be forgiveness. There cannot be reconciliation. There has to be revenge, and there will be revenge. And this could well also be the end of people like Mr. Donald Trump. I'm not talking physically, but I'm talking politically, where I think most of Americans did not want this war. They've had a war in Vietnam, which they didn't win, and I think they see that something like this could happen. Brad, it's been a hectic weekend, but it's critically important that we understand that what Mr. Donald Trump hoped to achieve, he actually made it worse. And as Christians in this time, the one thing we can do is we can pray. And that's the one thing we should do. Let's pray for the church. Let's pray for missionaries. Let's pray for the people of Iran. And let's pray that God's witness will not be tarnished by these acts coming from America. Brad, this has been a hectic weekend. It's going to be a hectic week. I look forward. I'll be back this week in South Africa and looking forward to chatting to you again next Monday. And we can probably see a little bit more evidence of what's happened this past weekend by then and have a little bit more clarity as well. But have a lovely week, and to the listeners as well, have a lovely week. Bless you.
Thanks so much. That's the voice of Mike Bernard, an analytical strategist and an investigative journalist. And he helps mission organizations, churches, and you and I as individuals to understand the season that we live in. Thanks, Mike. And just to let you know, that was a recording Mike sent yesterday from Tanzania. So apologies also for that poor connection there at times in that recording. But grateful for what he shared with us this morning. Hope that helps to understand. And we'll hear more from Professor Arno van Niekerk as well tomorrow at exactly the same time.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.